USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Army's first transgender officer and his wife, a Maryland doctor, were indicted on conspiracy charges Wednesday for allegedly attempting to transfer confidential military medical information to Russia. The Department of Justice announced an 8-count indictment. It was unsealed Thursday against Major Jamie Lee Henry and anesthesiologist Anna Gabrielian. A revived Hurricane 1 Ian, with its sights set on South Carolina's coast Friday and the historic city of Charleston. Forecasters are predicting a storm surge and floods after the megastorm caused catastrophic damage in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis.
I think that there's going to be issues with being on some of those islands because they're not going to have services like we expect for quite some time given the limitations of transportation. But nevertheless, that's a sign that some of the folks who did ride it out are stabilized in their home.
All of South Carolina's coast is under a hurricane warning. Federal Judge Eileen Cannon in Florida has extended the timeline for the review of documents seized from President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, delaying the fight over whether any materials are privileged by another 2 weeks. 11,000 documents are at issue. U.S. District Judge Raymond Deary now has until December 16th to complete the work. Russia pounded Ukrainian cities with missiles, rockets, and suicide drones, with one strike reported to have killed 25 people, as it moved Friday to get more seized Ukrainian territory into Russia itself under the protection of its nuclear weapons. The James Webb and Hubble telescopes on Thursday revealed their first images of DART deliberately smashing into an asteroid in an attempt to divert its trajectory. Astronomers indicated that the impact looks to have been much greater than expected. Did it work? The data is still coming in. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Illegal immigrants held by U.S. authorities at a detention center in rural New Mexico say they've endured retaliation rather than aid after reporting unsanitary conditions. A public letter signed this week by at least a dozen of the people entering the United States illegally say the Torrance County Detention Facility has broken plumbing, insect infestations, insufficient access to medical care, and rationed bottles of drinking water. The facility is privately operated by Core Civic. One outspoken GOP lawmaker is having troubles at home.
U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's husband has filed for divorce from the conservative firebrand. She confirmed this on Wednesday. Marriage is a wonderful thing, and I'm a firm believer in it, Greene said. Our society is formed by a husband and wife creating a family to nurture and protect. Together, Perry and I formed our family and raised three great kids. He gave me the best job title you can ever earn, Mom. I'll always be grateful for how great of a dad he is to our children, she added. The Georgia House Representative's husband, Perry Greene, filed for divorce Tuesday after 27 years of marriage, according to court documents. The two were married in August of 1995 while Greene was still a student at the University of Georgia. They have three adult children together. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Don't mind all the jaw popping today, as it is National Chewing Gum Day. USA Radio News.
Oh, O'Reilly! Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, O'Reilly! Auto Parts!